It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We generally talk about the technology of today on this program, sometimes the technology of tomorrow. But on this Independence Day, we're going to talk about the technology of 235 years ago, America in 1776. James McClellan is a professor of the history of science at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey. He says America back then was still pretty agrarian, a lot of farming. The Industrial Revolution had yet to sweep in. The plows they were using in 1776 were the same as the ones used in 1476. But there was something going on in the way people got their information.
The real key, and especially for the American Revolution, is the press. The technology of printing was like the Xerox machine or the computer in its day. And, of course, the press is a technology to spread and diffuse information, particularly in a revolutionary context, absolutely essential.
And how far did that reach? I mean, was the regular farmer able to get some of these, you know, revolutionary pamphlets that we've all heard so much about?
I'm not exactly sure, but I dare say so. It's a highly literate society, actually, part because of people reading the Bible, Protestant society. You know, information did spread through the press quite widely.
Was there that sense of wonder that kind of parallels how I feel every day when I look at Wikipedia, when I can get all this information online?
Absolutely. It was really a cutting-edge technology, you know, that people looked to, for information, and I think we're very excited about.
Without that printing ability, is there an American Revolution?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a good case of technological determinism. You just couldn't have that kind of flow of information. And, for the revolution to be successful, you know, a lot of people had to know a lot about it and become involved. And it was through the press that this happened. Other ways as well, right? Personal communications, letters, and so on and so forth. But the press, is the backbone of the American Revolution.
McClellan says another huge technological development was the lightning rod.
It meant two things. One, safety of buildings, and notably public buildings. So city halls, libraries, fewer individual houses. But the danger from lightning was really quite real. Fires, and also in terms of gunpowder stores, which had to...
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want those hit by lightning.
Exactly. They did blow up every once in a while. Not in America that I know, but in Europe, sometimes with catastrophic effects.
You and I live in a world of connections. Put something online, your friend in India sees it right away. Back then, it was more about what happened in your home. And the Franklin stove was a big leap forward.
It's a closed box for heating and cooking, too. But previously, people had cooked on open fireplaces, and it's a lot more fuel efficient. It's a much better, heat source. And, you know, it gets cold in the winters in the Northeast.
So before this Franklin stove, were houses filling up with smoke all the time?
Yes, because, the wind would blow, they would go down the chimney. Even a Franklin stove, you're going to smell smoke. So it's just a more efficient thing because it's an enclosed combustion chamber, whereas in an open fireplace, a lot of the heat goes up the chimney.
James McClellan is a professor of the history of science at Stevens Institute of Technology. We're on Facebook. Just search for us under our name. Like us. Talk to us. Hang out with us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.